This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Herb Sewell is joining me this hour for a discussion of people who are released from custody as sex offenders, go to a halfway house, and are under the constant pressure of a society that still doesn't trust them. How do they vent their frustration? Mr. Sewell was involved in a meeting recently in the San Francisco area on the idea of controlled road rage. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. If you'll hang on, Herb, I know you're in the car right now heading there.
I am, Phil. I'm about, I'm probably about 40 miles south of the San Jose metropolitan area. And we're going to be meeting with a number of men that I had been in the Atascadero with. One of them is Richard Lantana. The other one, Calvin Doakes. I don't know if these names mean anything to you, but they are very prominent, notorious pedophiles. They were incarcerated at Atascadero at the time I was there.
All right, but I want to remind people that we are going to have a live chat, the Phil Hendry Show chat, on sweetfeatheryjesus.com. Sweetfeatheryjesus.com, a live chat Monday night, right after the show. So that'll be happening around 10 p.m. Monday night, 10 p.m. Pacific, March 13th. And I hope I'm giving you guys the information you need there at sweetfeatheryjesus.com. A live chat following our broadcast Monday night. That will be 10 p.m. Pacific. So I guess that's going to blow some people's minds, right, if I say 1 a.m. Eastern. But then that would be like 1 a.m.
That would be on March 14th.
That's true. It would be March the 14th. So I don't know. All right, let's talk here, Herb. Road rage is a psychiatric illness as well, isn't it?
Road rage is a treatable psychiatric illness, Phil, and I was incarcerated for some very terrible things that I did. Some very terrible things.
Well, let's be very clear. Violence against women and children, correct?
That is correct, yes. And
including sex crimes against children.
That is correct, yes. And I was incarcerated at a forensic hospital in Atascadero. Now, fortunately for me, I was treated by some very good people. And I've been able to continue my life without these criminal inclinations. But it is not easy being a reformed sex offender. Society at large does not recognize that a sex offender can be reformed. And so every day, in addition to trying to live, you are subjected to discriminatory behavior. The lady that you were talking with earlier, Phil, she was talking about, I believe, putting pictures of you on the Internet. And I think that's an example of the kind of excess that the Internet is involved in right now. We have these websites that seem to get their jollies putting the pictures of sex offenders on there.
Well, now, hold on for a minute, man. Those pictures are there, and those descriptions of those men are there so as to warn the community.
I understand that, but there's a flip side to the coin. There's another side to what you're talking about. You know, as they say, every dog has his day. But when you are involved in the constant harassment of men who have done their time in prison and are now out and trying to work their lives out in a halfway house, and you are parading up and down the street in front of their homes and ordering them out of neighborhoods, you are creating a level of anger in that man. Now,
all right, now how does this the controlled road rage, what are you talking about when you say using road rage as a way of expressing your frustration?
Well, I don't call it road rage because it's not it's not a rageful thing. It is venting, and that's what we've been discussing on our Saturday meetings.
Now, these meetings, if I could ask you, Herb, are of former sex offenders?
That is correct, yes.
And they're now at a halfway house. Is there a doctor there or a counselor there at these meetings?
Well, no, these are more informal groups that I've put together. Of some amazing rehabilitated people. Rich Lantana, who was a pretty very sick and twisted man at one time, who has been helped. He is part of the meeting. Calvin Doakes. These names may not mean anything, but these people are sort of, if you'll forgive me, they're sort of superstars in the world of pedophilia. They're really they're real different. Calvin Doakes, Bill Danbury. Bill Danbury, probably one of the more distinguished group of former pedophiles.
What do you mean a distinguished group of pedophiles?
No, what I'm saying is, in the world of pedophilia, these men were...
You use the word superstar.
Well, they're real. There's some very twisted behavior there.
Are these men out of prison?
No, they're rehabilitated, but at the time... at the time, it was a fairly distinguished, not distinguished, but they were a real pantheon, I would say. But they are leading productive lives now.
All right, so these men are not offending anymore?
Not at all.
Now, how long have these men been out of prison?
Well, anywhere from 6 months to 12 months or even a year and a half. And I brought up that we need to be able to express our anger of being treated badly by society. And I use the term controlled civil disobedience.
That then this takes the form of incidents in traffic or controlled road rage. Why?
Because the highway, the road is a highly charged place emotionally, and a message sent there is recorded at a very deep level in people. If you think about it, when you have an incident in traffic where there is anger or frustration, you remember it for a long time. It is the place in life where we come into the most volatile contact with each other. And so what I said was this. You have to understand the pressure that released pedophiles, sex offenders who are living in society are under. If we can be allowed on some level to drive, and this is tough for people to understand, but to drive in a more erratic way than others, and we could have this accomplished, and I think the society would approve, if we are given some kind of a sticker. It doesn't say sex offender on it, but it is a red round sticker which is placed on the front left of the windshield. A police officer sees that and can run a traffic brake or can otherwise clear traffic away so that a sex offender who is having to deal with the discrimination society can drive in a more erratic way. And that may even involve bumping someone from behind.
What are the insurance companies going to say about that?
Well, I don't know, there's something I have to work out. But if I ram a car from behind because I've just been told I have to move from my fifth residence after leaving prison, I'm sure you've got to understand that I've got to do something to vent my frustration. And I saw an elderly woman who reminded me so much of Mother, who, as you know, Phil, is one of the reasons why I've had problems. I wanted to floor it right into the back of her car. But I can't do that. Why? Because it's against the law. If we can do some kind of control thing, I think it'd be wonderful.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. On the line with me is Herb Sewell, a released pedophile. He's in prison 8 years, is now out at a halfway house, and wants to be able to drive aggressively. Following too close, German braking people, flipping them off, bumping them from behind. Herb, the question that I have is simply this. If you see me and you're angry at me because you are having a tough life being released from prison after charges of child molestation, and you ram my car from behind, who's going to pay for that?
I think it can be worked out, a consortium of insurance companies, along with some creative legislation, can create a general fund, and that is a pool, an insurance pool, whereby individuals who have been incarcerated for sex offenses and are subsequent to their release involved in a minor traffic accident, the state pool then pays for it. And therefore, the driver is not involved.
But the state money is coming from tax money, right?
Well, it can be accomplished a variety of ways, Phil. You can do a restaurant tax. You can do a hotel. You can do a hotel tax. You can do a cigarette tax. You can do a tax on liquor. A tax on gas. It doesn't have to come out of income tax. And this pool of money is then used to pay off the damages. So you say, what happens if I'm in my car and I've just been released from prison and I can't get a job because I'm a sex offender and I'm angry, so I ram the back of your car? You apply to the state of California, in this case, to the state of California General Sex Offender Fund, for the money to pay for this.
And I have to apply for it.
You would have to apply for it because it's your car. I mean, what are you asking?
I'm asking, if you ram my car, why don't you apply to the state of California to get the money for my car?
I may not know how much to apply. It's better taken care of by you. I'm not going to take care of your car as well as you are. I just rammed it. In other words, I don't care about you or your car. I am a recently released sex offender who is so frustrated at seeing his face on the internet. Why do I care about you or your life?
Well, why do I care about you or your life, man? You offended against society, you molested children, you went into prison.
And now I am out of prison, trying to lead a constructive life, and yet people... people are harassing me into wanting to return to prison. See right there? People don't think about that. You know, all they think about is, let's get the pervert out of our neighborhood. Well, that's fine. But my anger is going to cause me to want to just drive right through a bus stop. Have you ever seen people standing at a bus stop? Suppose I just, even at 8 miles an hour, you can do a lot of damage driving just right through a bus stop. I don't want to do that. I want to be able to have a general fund set up so that if I ram someone from behind or I sideswipe someone, the state of California can take care of that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell, recently released sex offender. Jenna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, I'm here. You know what, dude? I think that society has given you enough of a break by letting you live.
Well, first of all, justice calls for murder, capital punishment. But I didn't commit murder.
You know what? That's my ass. I think your ass should be getting rammed from behind in prison. That's right.
Well, you know, it's very funny. The point is, if I'm out of prison, and now they're asking me to live a constructive life and not offend, and yet they won't let me get a job or live in a certain neighborhood, that's not right. That's against the Constitution of the United States of America.
Well, I think the damage you've done to children...
Well, that's what you think, but we have to deal with the reality, not what you think, but what the world is doing right now to
I know.
And I'm saying that if I'm following someone and I sideswipe someone, then I ought to be allowed to do that.
Well,
like you, for instance.
I'm angry
because I can't get a job, and I see you, and I know you're the person I talked to on the phone who said that I should have died. My instinct is to sideswipe you.
Well, my instinct is for people that touch small children that not live. That's my instinct, but those are my values.
Right,
and
but I'm working
you
to put
some kind of cosmic reward for.
I'm working to implement my beliefs. What are you doing to implement your beliefs? You see, they see that's the difference between you and me.
You know what? I'm not your judge. I'm not your judge, but I'm just saying I feel. And if you think you're going to get some cosmic reward for trying to get.
What did the lady say? She's riding a bicycle?
No, what did you... We didn't hear you, Jenna. What?
Riding a bike? No, I don't know what he's talking about, but I think that if
you... You said that you're riding a bicycle.
Living a better life now, he should wait till he gets to heaven, or he should, you know, wait till something else. I don't know.
I can't understand the lady.
All right, Jenna, thank you for... She said that you are going to be ultimately judged in heaven.
Well, you know, Jenna, I don't know that I necessarily subscribe to the concept of God, but maybe God does exist. But there's only one way to find out, and that's when we die. And until then, we're on my time.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jenna. 1-800-449...
Why the pause?
Because I heard that we're on my time. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell, recently released from the Atascadero Forensic Hospital for crimes against women and children, including sex offenses. 8 years he spent there, including electroshock, insulin shock, and a variety of treatments. Mr. Sewell is now out and in society, but he says that it's very difficult to make it in this world. Every ex-convict, every ex-prisoner, or someone who is remanded to the penal system is now released, they find it hard. And Mr. Sewell is finding it difficult, but he feels the frustration is doubly so for sex offenders, and so they want to create a general fund of money so that when a sex offender, if he rams your car from behind, sideswipes you, or otherwise does damage to your car on the freeway, the taxpayers pay for it because his anger is somehow the responsibility of society. There you have it in a nutshell, folks. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Pull your head out of your ass. Plug into the world. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm going to make a special announcement in the next hour concerning webcasts of The Phil Hendry Show that I think you're going to like. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell joins us on his way to San Francisco for a meeting of... Mr. Sewell, I got to tell you, it disturbs me. You are a sex offender, now out and in society, I understand, and you're rehabilitated. You describe these men as a distinguished group of former pedophiles.
Now, Phil, you have to understand, and forgive me, it was an unfortunate choice, but at the time that I was offending, I was in touch with Calvin Doakes, Bill Danbury, and this group. These people were considered, how do I say this? They were considered to be state-of-the-art.
State-of-the-art child molesters? How could you even use a phrase like that, a term like state-of-the-art?
You have to understand, Phil, that in the world of the pedophile, as in every world, I don't care if you sell ice cream, I don't care if you sell cars, if you're a burglar, there you have your megastars. Bill Danbury is legendary. He is.
What do you mean legendary, man? You guys get together over coffee and talk about how, wow, this guy is just amazing?
At the time we did. But what I'm saying to you now is these men are out, they are rehabilitated, leading productive lives, and we want to get together and we want to get a working plan for this general insurance fund so that as former sex offenders, we are able to vent on a freeway. And if there is damage to another car, that somehow the state of California can pay for that. Otherwise, we are on our way to a pedophile apocalypse. And I can tell you that...
Well, what is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to mean?
I'm saying it's just that the pressure we're living under is all. That we've got to vent somehow. Or there may be an explosion all of a sudden just an explosion. And I'm not saying of children being molested, but I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. All I know is I'm scared. I'm scared and I want to do something about it. You know, I just...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Let me talk to Chris. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Herb Sewell.
Hey, how's it going? You know, I think this guy's got the right idea. I think he needs to have some type of identification on the car that lets people know that they're a pedophile and they're upset. That way it gives me an opportunity to identify who I need to eliminate with a bullet in the head. That way he has no worries, he has no problems, he doesn't have to be worried about aggressive or be upset.
Oh,
he's dead.
You think very highly of your ability to do those kinds of things, do you?
Yeah.
I know someone in prison right now, as a matter of fact, Walter Belhaven. And Walter's amazing because he killed two men who had him, they had drawn guns on him. Both men died. And he killed them both with his bare hands.
Well, I tell you what, if you molested my daughter, you probably would have never made it to trial. You know, it's not something that I can just go out and kill him.
Walter Belhaven, a man pulled an RPG on him.
It would be an issue.
All right, hold on, gentlemen, because you're talking over each other.
No, I want to say that Walter Belhaven, a man pulled an RPG on him, and Walter wrapped the thing around his neck.
All right, what is that supposed to mean? What are we talking about here? This man is saying, you put a red ball, as you said, a sticker on your car, there's a child molester.
It's not going to say, hi, I'm a child molester. It's simply an identifier for the highway patrol.
Jesus. That's good. At least they'll be able to identify your body, and they should be able to pull your records up and identify you when you're off sitting off the side of the road with part of your face shot off. It'll be easy for them to identify.
Well, you know, Chris, I'm glad you carry a gun, because you probably need it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, people like you are
don't let me creep up. Don't let me get
labels on your car.
Don't let me creep up behind you.
I would
though.
Be. Yes.
You know, there are people though who will take it away from you. You know that, don't you?
Well, I wouldn't use it on everybody.
And,
I don't think everybody in the world.
And,
all right,
well,
gentlemen, thank you
like
very much.
Walter Belhaven would rip his throat out and feed it to him, and he'd smile and ask for seconds. And
what? Okay, look. I'm sorry that call got on, but the point is, people are angry. And they don't feel that they should pay for your venting. You're upset. You need treatment. If you are a man who has received treatment and you say you're rehabilitated, Herb, which I believe you are, life is unfair. But a violent response to the discrimination that you are experiencing is only going to incur that in others, right?
Oh, Phil, you know, you sound... Listen, when African-Americans couldn't get their rights, they rioted. Why can't I?
Now, how dare you compare yourself to black people or any minority in gaining rights? You were a criminal. You molested children.
Wait a minute. When black people, didn't they riot to get their rights?
There was a lot of things that a lot of people did to express frustration and dissatisfaction.
I'm simply saying, that guy Chris, oh, man. You know what? I think I'll put a call into Walter Belhaven. Walter has said to me, if anybody pisses you off, could you just...
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jack Ball. It's entertainment.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Hendry Show.
Herb Sewell is with me. Mr. Sewell, formerly incarcerated at a forensic psychiatric hospital for child molestation and crimes of violence. He is suggesting that former sex offenders should be allowed some form of road rage to vent frustration at being discriminated against in society. What kind of road rage are we talking about? I want you to be specific. You mentioned sideswiping, and you mentioned rear-ending somebody. What else?
Well, I feel again, you have to remember that we are talking about a general pool whereby the taxpayers of the state of California or any state in the United States will put into a general pool a fund that can pay the insurance costs of any damage done to a car. But I'm talking of simply, if I come out of a job interview and I have been told, Mr. Sewell, your name and your image appears on a website devoted to sex offenders. And he says, I can't hire you as a result of that. And I walk out of that interview into a parking lot, and there parked in front of me are the cars of people who are gainfully employed, just as I would like to be. And yet, and they're driving almost as if they're throwing it in my face, they're driving BMWs. The smart ass that was out on PCH the other week, they got a Ferrari. I want to be able to do something with that anger. And a baseball bat, a crowbar, a rock, a key, to be able to damage a car, not a person, a car.
So my Jaguar is sitting there, let's say.
You own a Jaguar?
Yes, I do, sir. Yes, I do. I own a Jaguar. I own a nice-looking Jaguar, as a matter of fact. And you come out and you bust out the front headlights of my car. Then I'm supposed to. Then you say what happens then?
Well, then a police report is filed, and the police, and I identify myself as a sex offender, and the police are going to double check that, and then the police issue you a voucher, which you take to your insurance company, and the insurance company then goes through the state of California, reimburses you, and your automobile is repaired. It's a very simple process.
That's time out of my life because you busted out the headlights on my car. I got to go to my insurance company. I got to walk.
It is a very small price to pay for the fact that I am out. And what am I supposed to do now? I devoted a great long. It's not what I'm supposed to do now. It's
get a job, man. Become gainfully employed. And if you get hassled, you get hassled. It's wrong. I don't agree. But you're not going to take it out of my car.
Well, it's better I take it out on your car than on your kid.
And what is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying. You know, forget it. It's, when I say, I was talking to Bill Danbury, who's a very highly respected and highly noted pedophile. And
there you go again with that highly respected and highly noted. You know,
it's a language that we speak. It doesn't mean the man's a good man. I'm just saying, in the sick and twisted world of pedophiles, Bill Danbury was the paradigm. He's who you would talk to. He's who you'd call if you needed advice, if you needed it.
But what do you guys got, like a regular freaking support group when you were actively offending against children?
No, you're not understanding me.
Well, you're not putting it in a very clear way. He's the guy you went to for advice. It's almost as if the guy's a guru.
Well, again, in that world, he was a guru. In that world, Bill Danbury was the man. I mean, you could talk about, well, I caught myself a 12-year-old the other day, but Danbury, I mean, that was a typical hour for him. And
this guy went to a psychiatric hospital and got out?
He was rehabilitated.
1-800-44... I wish you would do me a favor, Mr. Sewell, if you don't mind. I would like you not to refer to these people as you did this guy, Calvin Dukes, as a distinguished pedophile, because
I'm sorry.
All right. Here is Amber. Amber, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'd like to, I was just wondering, didn't you know the consequences of your actions when you molested this child or children, and you knew when you got out of prison that your face would be on the internet or on mailing?
Well, I didn't know there'd be people standing out in front of my house demanding that I move. And I can't get out of my driveway because some fat housewife who's bored with her life decides she's going to stand in front of my driveway with a sign that says sex offender out. Well, that's good for her.
So just because you molested a child, you are now rewarded with the fact that you get to rear end people
angry? Please understand.
I'm angry.
I didn't molest just a child. I committed acts of violence against over 150
and
women and children.
Proud?
What are you proud of? Yeah, are you
fact?
Proud of that?
No, but I mean, I want the lady to understand what she's dealing with here. I'm not just some fruit standing at a newsstand.
And what makes
myself,
you say you're not going to take your anger out on a
Walter
child
Bellhaven,
later on?
Walter Bellhaven, they haven't found the people that Walter Bellhaven killed. They
I
still
don't even know who you're talking about.
Walter Bellhaven is a serial murderer who is now incarcerated for life
sentence.
And they still haven't found you. They haven't found the bones. They haven't found all the pieces of one of his victims.
Phil.
Will you let this lady finish, please, Herb?
I forgive me, but the lady asked me a question.
I know, but you're dominating the conversation. Go ahead, Amber.
Okay. What?
In 1963,
what
will you just...
What makes you say that you will not take your anger out on a child 10 years down the road after you get tired of rear-ending these people, the special privilege that you get all of a sudden?
Well, it's not something to get tired of that. You're just not going to get tired of that. Had I been able... and I realize that it is an unusual solution, but had I been able...
There should be no solution to it at all. You molested a child, you should deal with the consequences for the rest of your life.
Well, let me ask you a question, Amber.
And there is therapy.
Let me ask you. This is a very good question. If it's the difference between me molesting a child or slapping you around for an hour, which would you choose?
To a therapist.
What does that mean?
Your anger
out? I'm asking her. If it came down to that, what would she choose?
Well, of course, logic would say I'd rather you slap me, but you have a third option.
For a solid
you
hour?
Talk to a therapist and talk your anger out.
See, Herb, you're angry right now, aren't you?
Well, I'm
just, very angry, I'm driving, but I'm not rear-ending people.
I'm talking to Herb. You're angry right now, talking about slapping this lady around.
I don't want to slap her around. I want to do something to vent my frustration. I'd rather take a 2x4 and push it through the driver's side window. Anything.
Why would you even want to do that?
Because
what?
I can't get a job. I can't live anywhere for more than 2 weeks. No, it's against the law to harass a man out of his place of residence.
It was against the law to molest a child.
And I went to jail for it. Now, who puts the person in jail that is harassing me out of my home every 2 weeks? Who puts that? Who puts the fat housewife in flip-flops, in the flip-flops
well,
and the sweatpants and the
you
curlers?
Just put,
oh,
you just put
man.
A label on a fat housewife. We put labels on you, child molester.
All right, fine. I paid my... When is the fat housewife going to pay her dues? When is society finally going to look at her?
She pays her dues every day by somebody calling her a fat housewife.
No. That's not even close to the dues she should pay.
Yes,
when
it
is society
her,
going...
You.
I would like to know, Amber, when is society finally going to deal with these fat women who ignore their heaviness by standing in front of my house?
What are you kidding, right?
When is this society... We are dealing with the child molesters.
Right, and I'm dealing...
And I'm
dealing with
people's windows.
Right, and I'm dealing with a lard ass standing in front of my driveway with a sign that says child molester out.
Well, then that's just what you're going to have to deal with,
like
what we have to deal with child molesters.
Well, you don't have to deal
with our
it.
Children.
Did you expect
to get a job at a daycare when you got out of prison?
Let me ask you a question, Amber. This is a fair question. How about if you put my face on the Internet, why don't I put your big, fat, dimpled ass on the Internet? What do you think
that's
of that?
Well, would you please talk with a little bit of respect to my callers?
So
hey,
I'm the one.
I said one cuss word.
I'm the one who's
and
being harassed.
And I got plenty. In my opinion, they should have chopped your shit off and.
Whoa. Okay, she just said the S word.
Well, you're not blaming me for that, are you? You know, she's the one.
You said, how about we put your fat, dimpled ass on the Internet?
Well, they got my face on the Internet. Why can't I put. Why is it that I have to. Forget it. I am so frustrated.
Your frustration comes from your inability to articulate logically this jackass idea of getting a insurance fund so that if I'm a pederast and I'm upset, I can go out and I can bang somebody's car up with a freaking crowbar and have him pay for it through a... And that lady was saying she's angry. And
well, she may be angry, but she can vent it by eating and no one says anything about it. You see what I'm saying? You see the difference? She goes out and buys... box after box after box of Bisquick. She goes home with a couple of gallons of milk. All right, enough said. She sits down and begins to prepare endless supplies of waffle mix. And from 10 o'clock in the morning till probably about 2:45, before she has to go pick the children up from school, she is working that waffle iron as if she is pulling down the handle on a slot machine. just one waffle after the next. And now a man comes home, a man who works hard. And what does he find when he comes home? A woman laying on a couch with residual syrup on each side of her face and a fork in her hand. And I find it wrong. And I'm here to say something about it.
Herb, if that woman's eating too much, she's doing it to herself. She's not smashing up somebody's car. 1-800-449-8686. Take a break and get back to more of your phone calls.
Oh, so you get the last word. Is that it? I like the way...
Yeah, I do. They're good. Good boy. You got it. I get the last word. Right. I'm the host. I get the last word, baby. 1-800-449-8686. Back with Herb Sewell. A woman works a waffle iron like she's pulling the handle on a slot machine. It's a Phil Hendry show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show.
You threatened
is back.
That guy.
I did not threaten him. He threatened me.
Well, that caller we had last half hour, we're back on the Phil Hendry Show with Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell spent 8 years in a psychiatric forensic hospital because of sex crimes. The gentleman said that he'd shoot you. You're right. The caller last half hour?
He said that he would blow half of my head off. Now, let me explain something, Phil, if I could. When you threaten someone with violence, remember that I was in prison because of violent acts. And I have nothing, at that time in my life, I had nothing to lose. Now, I've got everything to lose. If someone's going to threaten me with violence, I certainly have to. I don't want to hurt anyone.
If that man pulls a gun on you, how are you going to stop that?
Well, but there comes a point, and if because of the kind of person I am, as I don't really care. If you don't have any real concern for your own well-being, and you become quite mad, and I am on some level quite mad, then it doesn't matter to me whether he has a gun or not. I'm going to have to deal with him, and I can tell you this much, Phil. When I deal with someone, it's years before they find the body. When Walter Belhaven deals with someone, it's years before they find the body. When Randall Toomey deals with someone, they never find the body because it's generally fed to the fish.
All right, I know all about you sick and twisted bastards. I got your whole resume here. The man was angry because a child molester going down the road with a red ball sticker on the front of his car, which means he gets to rear-end people, is just about the... It's the living end, man. Now you're going to get to smash my car up, and the state of California pays for it because you're frustrated. Some fat woman with a dimpled ass is in front of your driveway with a sign that says, child molester, leave.
You got it. There you go. You just summed the whole thing up. I needn't say anything more. You're right. Nothing is more infuriating to me than a woman in hot pink sweatpants, flip-flops, and a T-shirt that says the Bob and Tom Show on it. And she's got a sign that says child molester out. And all I want to do is look around for my barbecue fork. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
So violence is not too far from your reality. Okay.
No, I didn't.
No, you did. You said that. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sarah. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, I wanted to say something. What about all those victims? What about the people and those women and those children that were victimized and harassed by this man?
I went to prison for it. I've already
Whoa,
been
but
in prison
what about,
for it.
Okay, that's fine, whatever. But shouldn't they get a special treatment too? Shouldn't they get some type of fun so they could also rear end?
Because they do
they're
get
angry
special.
Too,
they already get
because
special
they're angry
treatments.
Too.
No.
What special
already,
treatment are they getting? They were harassed
get
by people
they
like you.
They get to go on Good Morning America.
People like you.
Now
well,
you have to understand.
Get to go on Good Morning America
victims,
too. Don't you get to go?
I don't get to go on.
Like
no.
This with your stupid special petition. Those people.
Are you trying to tell me that the Phil Hendry show is the same as Good Morning America? I'd rather be on Good Morning America. Those people.
What do you mean, Good Morning America?
I don't want to be. I don't want to
be. Do you
want to
be on Good Morning
America?
I would
rather lead a normal life without being harassed. And would those people be more deserving of having such a fun career and others because they're so mad? I would rather a victim rear-end me than a disgusting child molester like you.
You want to be rear-ended, huh?
No, I don't. But if I were to be rear-ended, I would rather be rear-ended by a victim than by somebody like you. So I think that those people deserve more than you. There's
a lot of people that are angry in this world,
and they don't get special. They don't get special treatment.
When you get rear-ended by someone, what are you generally wearing?
Oh, the lady has her radio turned up.
God dang it.
I got to take a break.
What am I normally wearing? What kind of stupid question is that?
Well,
is
you're
that
the one with your radio turned up when the guy told you to turn it down. Ooh, 3 points, top of the arc. We'll take this break for Budweiser Light. Yeah.
All right, I'll run the show, not you.
She's got a radio turned up. Why don't you tell her to turn it down, the dumb B-I-T-C.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line. Naked. 1-800-449-8686.
Everyone's complaining
about me. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
But Sean Astin's turned into a fat slob.
All right, let me take one more call. That's got nothing to do with anything. Lori, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Lori?
Yes, I'd like to say that rehabilitation involves remorse and humility. And you keep saying that you're rehabilitated, but I see none of this or hear none of this in your voice.
What do you mean, remorse?
Why wouldn't you be saying on air how sorry that you are for the people that you harmed?
I did it years in electroshock, insulin shock. I was subjected to... you know, there are other people that don't apologize. Sean Astin for his fat ass on TV. What about
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.